Welcome to the Dream Job System, the only podcast that provides proven, tangible strategies to help you land a job you love without traditional experience and without applying online. Get ready to level up your job search with your host, Austin Belsack.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Dream Job System podcast. I'm your host, Austin Belsack, and today we're going to talk about the 99-1 rule of networking. So you may be wondering what the heck that is, and it's actually one of the most powerful frameworks that I've come up with for boosting our response rates and boosting our relationship building capabilities. So before we talk about exactly what the 99-1 rule is, I want to talk about why it works. When most people are reaching out, whether they are job seekers who are looking to network or salespeople looking to close deals or entrepreneurs reaching out to potential prospects or whatever it is, most people use some variation of the same template. So they found a template on Google, or they got it from a buddy, or they wrote it up themselves, but more or less they have their quote master template. And no matter how many people are on their prospect list, they essentially send some version of this template. Maybe they tweak a few things, but they send some version of this template to all of those prospects. And when you do that, you are not maximizing your chances of getting a response, because when we think about response rates and when we think about building relationships and engagement, the way that we maximize our odds of hearing back and building relationship are by identifying the point where this person will be most likely to connect with us. And there's a number of factors that go into that: the medium we use to reach out, the way we reach out, what we mention, so on and so forth. But here's the thing. In most cases, we have a pretty large list, right? I recommend 150 contacts in the job search. If you're a cold calling salesperson, you probably have thousands of people on your lead list, and same if you're an entrepreneur. So it's really hard to do the deep research to identify that one point of maximum connection with 100 to 1,000 plus people, right? So what do we do instead? Well, we can leverage something like the 99-1 rule to give us broader buckets, but still retain that specificity so we understand the best channel and check at least a couple of these boxes. So what is the 99-1 rule? Well, it's essentially a rule that applies to internet communities of critical mass. So you could think of a Facebook, or you could also think of your leads list, the people that you're going to reach out to online, right? They're an online community as well. And essentially, what the rule states is that for any online community of critical mass, you're going to have 1% of that community, 1% of the people creating content, creating original content. Then you're going to have 9% of those people engaging with that original content. So they're not yet creating their own, but they're leaving comments, they're liking posts, they're engaging with the other people in the community. And then 90% of the community are going to be what we affectionately call lurkers, who are people who essentially just passively observe, right? They consume the content, but they don't participate in any way. So we can actually take this rule and we can apply it to our contact list, right? We have 150 contacts. We found them online. That's essentially an online community of a critical mass. So we can use those same percentages, maybe give or take 5% for each one, and we can apply it to our list, which means that we're roughly going to have about 5 people on our list who are actively creating content. And then we're going to have, 20 or 30 people on our list who are going to be engaging with that content. And then the rest of our folks are likely going to fall in that observer bucket where they don't have much of an online presence. But already off the bat here, we've created a lot of room to work with, right? So for those people who are creating content, is our best bet to send them a cold email, or is it to start engaging with their content? Is it to start leaving comments that positively support their message and add new ideas and value to the conversation? For that 9% of people, for those 20 or 30, let's say, who are just engaging, they're out there leaving comments, they're resharing posts, they're liking stuff. Is it beneficial for us to comment on their comment, to reply to their comment? Could we send them a message and say, hey, I noticed that you left this awesome comment on so-and-so's post. Let's talk about that. And then finally, for the 90%, we're probably going to cold email them. But let's focus on that initial 10% for a second. Rather than cold emailing 90% of the people who don't have an online presence, can we turn the 10% into a flywheel effect? Can we build a relationship with a few of those people? And can we leverage them as super connectors to introduce us to more people, right? If we choose our audience carefully, if we choose our list of contacts carefully, one content creator, one super connector could know dozens and dozens of people at our target company in our target industry. And we have the best chance of connecting with them because they're actively creating content. They're giving us a channel that is so obvious and easy for us to use to connect with them. So this is how I want you to use the 99-1 rule. I want you to take a look at all of the contacts that you've gotten for each of your companies. You know, that 150 number is coming from the calculation of around 10 to 15 people at 10 to 15 target companies. Can you find your 1 to 5 people who are actively creating content? And can you really invest in building a relationship with them? And then can you find your 20 to 30 plus people who are actively engaging and sharing and commenting? And can you engage with them? And then can you leverage the fact that they are active and probably have an active network to get warm introductions to even more people in the space? And is that going to be your best bet versus cold emailing the other 90% of people? Now, I would probably recommend that you do all three, but going through each of these channels and understanding that each person has a different way they want to be engaged with. So by using the 99-1 rule, we're going to meet them at least a high level version of the place that, you know, they want to be engaged with. And then can we test our metrics? Can we track our metrics and see where the biggest returns are coming from? And in my experience, that's typically engaging with that 10% of folks who are either creating or engaging or sharing. So that is the 99-1 rule. And that is why it's so powerful. So when you're thinking about these contacts, when you're going out there and networking, create your list and think about the 99-1 rule and think about where each person fits and how you're going to engage with them. I promise you, if you do that, you are going to be much, much more effective with your networking, especially if you leverage the other tactics that we talk about, you know, making it about the other person, adding value first, and building your relationship in slow layers. So that's it for today, but I know relationship building can be a really complex and sometimes confusing subject. So if you have any questions about networking or relationship building, shoot me a text at 201-479-9511 and ask me anything. I'm happy to answer. Yes, it's really me on the other end, and I will give you whatever advice you need, and I'll point you to whatever resources you need. So again, my number is 201-479-9511. It's also in the show notes, but shoot me a text. And outside of that, we'll see you in the next episode.